After Toronto's Santa Claus Parade announced 2024 may be its final year, various levels of government have promised financial support, but will it be enough? Parade CEO Clay Charters isn't quite sure. Last month, the struggling nonprofit announced it needed $250,000 to ensure it can continue operating next year. The organization's GoFundMe, which launched 3 weeks ago on October 28, has raised more than $75,000 as of Tuesday afternoon. Having run for 120 years, the parade received another boost when Mayor Olivia Chow announced on Monday the city would be providing $100,000 in funding to support its longevity. Together, let's bring joy and happiness to the many, many thousands of children and their families this weekend, she said in a video announcing the funding. We're very grateful for that, Charters told Toronto Today. Things are moving in the right direction. Every dollar that we make beyond our goal provides greater security for planning for next year and the years beyond. As the Toronto Star reported this month, the provincial government has already provided $125,000 in assistance. According to Charters, that funding is not going towards the $250,000 goal as it came in before the Santa Claus parade vocalized a need for help in October. It's a huge help, he said. We're very grateful for what's come in so far. With these numbers in mind, the parade is roughly $75,000 short for next year, but they have more assistance coming. A few days before the city announced its pledge, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau hinted the federal government would be making a contribution as well. In a social media post last Thursday, Trudeau said he heard that the hashtag Santa Claus Parade TO is having a few challenges. So, we're going to help them out. While that dollar figure is yet to be determined, Charters is pleased with the growing awareness around the situation and feels optimistic heading into next year. I didn't speak to the Prime Minister personally, but I've spoken to members of his staff as well as some representatives of other ministries who are involved, he explained. They're discussing and keeping us updated in terms of how that funding may become available and what that figure will look like. But I wouldn't speculate on what the figure is. They're going to evaluate what's possible and what's appropriate, he added. We'll be grateful for the funding and whatever the number that comes. As Toronto Today previously reported, the main driver of the parade's financial troubles is shrinking corporate sponsorships. Sponsorship revenue declined by about 30% or more from 2019 to 2024, Charters said. The parade is also struggling to keep up with the inflationary costs of materials and labor needed to build floats and to create costumes. Warehouse space to store the floats adds to year-round expenses as well. We've been uninterrupted for 120 years, he said. Two world wars, the Great Depression, recessions, COVID-19. The parade has been incredibly resilient. We'll certainly be looking at our model in the future to see how we can become a very attractive property for corporate partners to be invested in. Beginning at 12:30 p.m. on November 24th, the Santa Claus Parade will travel east down Bloor Street and will briefly divert onto Hoskin Avenue, before heading south down University Avenue and eventually terminating at St. Lawrence Market. There will be 26 floats in this year's parade, which will be accompanied by 18 marching bands and more than 1,000 marchers. Emma Mema, a former member of the Wiggles, will also make a special appearance. We're focused on putting on a great parade in 5 days, Charters said. From there, we'll get right back to the discussions to make sure we can return in 2025. We'll have a lot more information to share when things become more clear.